Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Wednesday, January 15, 2025.
TikTok dismisses sale rumors amid security concerns. TikTok has brushed off rumors that the Chinese government might sell the platform to Elon Musk to keep it operational in the United States. Chinese officials prefer TikTok to remain with its parent company ByteDance but are exploring backup plans, including a potential merger with Musk's platform. X. Musk, the world's richest person with a net worth over $400 billion, faces tough questions about managing such a deal. A TikTok spokesperson stated, "We cannot comment on pure fiction." Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court is reviewing the legality of a new law aimed at banning TikTok, following a legal challenge against the TikTok ban law. This legislation raises serious concerns about national security linked to foreign-owned apps. As discussions unfold, the complex relationship between the United States and China continues to impact technology and data privacy. What does this mean for TikTok users and the future of social media?
Investors reassess the Chinese yuan amid rate cut speculations. Investors are feeling uneasy as they reassess their expectations for interest rate cuts in China. The Chinese yuan is under pressure, raising worries about its stability against the US dollar, currently valued at about 14 cents per yuan. For nearly 4 weeks, the market for interest rate swaps has flipped, indicating that short-term rates are now higher than long-term rates, a sign of uncertainty. This situation reflects declining hopes for cuts by the People's Bank of China, or PBOC. Widening yield gaps between U.S. and Chinese bonds have added to concerns, especially since the yuan has lost more than 3% of its value against the dollar since the U.S. elections in November 2024. Analysts suggest the PBOC may struggle to cut interest rates in this economic climate. As the Lunar New Year approaches, signs of tightening cash availability are emerging, with the overnight repurchase agreement rate hitting its highest level since June 2024. Overall, the economic landscape in China is marked by investor caution and uncertainty about the yuan's future.
Biden's executive order on AI data centers. President Joe Biden has issued a directive to address the growing power demands of advanced AI data centers. This initiative, announced by the White House, will lease federal sites from the Defense and Energy Departments to establish large-scale AI facilities and clean energy sources. The order emphasizes the need for cutting-edge technology infrastructure in the U.S., enhancing economic competitiveness and national security. Companies using federal land for AI centers must purchase a fair share of American-made semiconductors, with specific requirements tailored to each project. As demand for computing power skyrockets, leading AI developers will need data centers capable of handling up to 5 gigawatts of energy by 2028. To safeguard advanced computing capabilities, the U.S. Commerce Department has introduced new restrictions on AI chip exports, particularly targeting adversaries like China. The Biden administration is investing over $30 billion to boost semiconductor production, ensuring the domestic AI industry can securely develop the necessary infrastructure. This directive is a vital step in tackling the challenges posed by the rapid growth of AI technology and its energy needs, shaping the future of technology in America.
Meta Platforms announces job cuts. Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook, is cutting about 3,600 jobs, which is roughly 5% of its workforce. This decision is part of a strategy to boost efficiency and increase investments in artificial intelligence. As of September 30, 2023, Meta had over 72,000 employees and had already reduced its workforce by 11,000 last year. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has labeled 2023 the year of efficiency, with plans to eliminate another 10,000 roles. These significant job cuts reflect ongoing challenges in the tech industry, where companies are reevaluating their staff due to economic pressures. Meta's focus on AI indicates a shift in priorities as it seeks to enhance its technological capabilities. The layoffs also coincide with changes to Meta's content moderation policies, which have faced criticism from various political groups. As Meta navigates these changes, the impact on employees, investors, and the economy remains uncertain.
Pete Hegseth's Senate confirmation hearing. Pete Hegseth stood before the Senate on January 14, 2025, seeking confirmation as the U.S. Secretary of Defense, a position nominated by President Donald Trump. The hearing in Washington, D.C. was intense, with senators scrutinizing Hegseth's military background and his vision to promote a strong military mindset within the Pentagon. However, his nomination faced challenges due to allegations of sexual assault and excessive drinking, which he dismissed as a smear campaign. While some senators, like Republican Roger Wicker, voiced support, Democrat Jack Reed raised concerns about Hegseth's qualifications. This hearing is part of a broader effort to confirm Trump's cabinet members ahead of Inauguration Day on January 20, 2025. With around 2.1 million service members and a budget of $850 billion, the Secretary of Defense plays a vital role in military operations. Hegseth's views on military diversity have sparked debate, as he argues that such policies can divide troops. The outcome of this confirmation could significantly impact military culture and public perception of the armed forces.
Concerns over Nord Stream 2 bankruptcy. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has raised serious concerns about the potential bankruptcy of Nord Stream 2 AG, the company behind the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. This pipeline, completed in 2021, was meant to deliver natural gas from Russia to Germany, but geopolitical tensions, especially due to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, have put it in jeopardy. Lavrov warned that any bankruptcy or sale of the operator would be seen as theft, highlighting the urgency of the situation during a news conference in Moscow. A Swiss court has now pushed back the deadline for Nord Stream 2 AG to restructure its debts to May 9, 2025. With a price tag of around $11 billion, the project has become a key topic in discussions about energy security in Europe. If Nord Stream 2 AG goes bankrupt, it could significantly impact energy stability in Europe, leading to higher gas prices for consumers. As the deadline approaches, the future of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline remains uncertain, reflecting broader challenges faced by Gazprom, the Russian state-owned company that operates it.
Sweden's struggle with gang violence and foreign influence. Sweden is grappling with a troubling surge in gang violence, fueled by foreign recruitment through social media. Petra Lund, the National Police Commissioner, warns that vulnerable groups are being targeted for enlistment. While specific foreign powers weren't named, previous reports linked the Iranian government to violent acts in Sweden. In 2024, attacks on the Israeli embassy in Stockholm, including shootings and an attempted bombing, highlighted a new threat known as hybrid attacks, which blend different methods of violence. Lund emphasizes that these threats come from non-uniformed adversaries and require new strategies beyond traditional military responses. The rise in gang-related crime is alarming, with gangs using social media for illegal activities. In 2023, Sweden had the highest rate of deadly shootings per capita in the European Union, although there was a slight decrease in 2024. Disturbingly, many perpetrators are minors, some as young as 12, referred to by Lund as disposable assets. To combat this crisis, the Swedish government is considering banning social media apps for children, underscoring the urgent need for effective strategies against gang violence and foreign influence.
Pixel's groundbreaking satellite launch. Pixel, an innovative Indian space technology startup, has captured attention by launching three of its six advanced satellites on January 14, 2025. This launch, aboard a SpaceX rocket from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base, is a pivotal moment for India's role in the private space sector. These cutting-edge satellites use imaging technology that captures detailed images across various wavelengths of light, offering vital insights for industries like agriculture and environmental monitoring. With three more satellites set to launch in the second quarter of 2025, Pixel's founder, Awais Ahmed, predicts the satellite imagery market could reach $19 billion by 2029, with hyperspectral imaging potentially capturing between $500 million and $1 billion of that market. Currently, India holds just a 2% share of the global commercial space market, while the United States leads the way. Pixel has already partnered with around 65 clients, including major companies like Rio Tinto and British Petroleum, as well as India's Ministry of Agriculture. This launch not only highlights India's technological advancements, but also strengthens its position in the competitive landscape of space exploration.
Political turmoil in South Korea. On January 15, 2025, South Korean authorities made another attempt to arrest President Yoon Suk-yeol, facing serious claims of rebellion linked to his martial law declaration on December 3. This situation has plunged the country into political turmoil. Around 3,200 police officers approached Yoon's heavily guarded home in Seoul. This latest effort follows an earlier attempt on January 3, when the acting head of Yoon's security was arrested. As news spread, hundreds of Yoon supporters gathered outside, waving flags and chanting slogans like "Stop the Steal," in response to his unverified election fraud claims. The political climate is tense, with the opposition Democratic Party demanding Yoon comply with the arrest warrant. Acting President Choi Sang-mok emphasized the need to prevent conflict between state agencies and warned that those responsible for any chaos would be held accountable. This ongoing investigation raises important questions about governance and civil liberties in one of Asia's most vibrant democracies.
Concerns over new U.S. semiconductor export controls. Trade groups from the semiconductor and manufacturing industries are raising serious concerns about new export controls announced by the Biden administration. These upcoming regulations will limit the sale of advanced computing chips, especially high-bandwidth memory, to foreign countries, particularly China. The Semiconductor Industry Association and SEMI, representing various companies, sent a letter to President Joe Biden expressing their dissatisfaction with the lack of consultation before these rules were revealed. They warned that this rushed approach could hurt U.S. companies and their ability to compete globally. High bandwidth memory is essential for developing advanced artificial intelligence chips, and these restrictions may block U.S. firms from accessing international markets. A source indicated that these regulations could reverse previous allowances that help companies like Lam Research generate significant revenue. The semiconductor industry is crucial to the U.S. economy, and changes to export policies could have wide-ranging effects on both businesses and consumers. This situation highlights the ongoing tension between national security and the need for industry collaboration.
Egypt and U.S. leaders discuss Gaza ceasefire. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and U.S. President Joe Biden recently spoke on the phone about urgent efforts to establish a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. This conversation comes as civilians face a devastating humanitarian crisis due to ongoing conflict. Both leaders emphasized the need for all parties to show commitment and flexibility to reach an agreement. President al-Sisi highlighted the immediate need for a ceasefire to ease the suffering of the people in Gaza. Mediation efforts involve Egypt, the United States, and Qatar, with talks in Doha reportedly making significant progress. Over the past months, these mediators have been working hard to create a new ceasefire agreement after a brief truce in November 2023. The situation has led to severe humanitarian challenges, including loss of life and economic struggles for those in Gaza. The involvement of Egypt and Qatar is crucial, as both countries have historically played key roles in peace negotiations. This dialogue reflects the strategic relationship between Egypt and the U.S., with potential implications for regional stability and the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
California withdraws EPA waiver request. California has pulled its request for a federal waiver from the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, which would have allowed the state to enforce tougher rules on commercial trucks switching to zero-emissions vehicles. This decision comes just before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, who has opposed California's environmental efforts in the past. The California Air Resources Board, known as CARB, highlighted the importance of this move amid uncertainty about the new administration's environmental policies. As a leader in setting strict vehicle emission standards, California's regulations often influence other states. The Advanced Clean Fleets rule aimed to require truck operators to achieve zero emissions by 2035, However, the California Trucking Association had already challenged these regulations, which were on hold pending the waiver decision. This withdrawal could have wider effects, as nearly a dozen other states, including New York, New Jersey, and Washington, have adopted similar aggressive trucking standards. This situation underscores the ongoing conflict between state and federal environmental policies and raises crucial questions about the future of clean air initiatives across the United States.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.